And on Twitter this morning, President Trump once again accused Democrats of not wanting to make a deal on extending deportation protections for young undocumented immigrants known as Dreamers. And last night at his Florida golf club, Trump was asked if he was a racist after he reportedly used that crude term in a meeting last week when talking about immigrants from Haiti and African countries.
No, I'm not a racist. I am the least racist person you have ever interviewed.
And what exactly did the president say about his friendship with the leader of North Korea? Lots going on, so let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you.
So to the president's reported use of the word S-hole to describe countries in Africa and Haiti, to remind us, the Democrat Dick Durbin said he did. But yesterday you have Georgia Senator David Perdue telling this to ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
I'm telling you, he did not use that word, George, and I'm telling you, it's a gross misrepresentation. How many times do you want me to say that?
And then on CBS Face the Nation, host John Dickerson pressed Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
I did not hear derogatory comments
about
individuals or persons, no.
Okay, so this sentiment is totally phony as well, that is attributed to him.
Yes.
Well, so both Perdue and Cotton initially said last week that they didn't recall the president saying these comments specifically. Now, Lindsey Graham was reported to have rebuked the president in that meeting for his words. He doesn't deny those reports. And today he said, my memory has not evolved, implying the criticism of the other Republicans in that meeting who now seem certain about what the president said. What is going on here?
Well, listeners can judge for themselves, but in making that judgment, here are some facts they might want to consider. When the initial reports of the president's vulgar slur came out on Thursday night, there was no denial from the White House. Trump reportedly spent some time that evening calling friends to see how the remark was playing. On Friday, we had the comments from Dick Durbin emphatically describing what he called the president's vile, hate-filled, and racist remarks. And at that time, Perdue and Cotton issued a very carefully worded statement where they said they did not recall the president using that kind of language. At the same time, two other Republican senators, Tim Scott and Jeff Flake, who were not in the meeting, said they had heard accounts similar to what was being widely reported in the meeting. As you say, Lindsey Graham, again today, told the Post-Courier newspaper in South Carolina, my memory has not evolved. I know what was said, and I know what I said.
Okay, so listeners, take that all in. And take in what we're about to talk about. Trump and the Wall Street Journal got into a fight over what Trump said in an interview last week about his relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Now, the president is accusing the newspaper of deliberately misquoting him as saying, I probably have a very good relationship with Kim. Trump says he was actually saying, I would probably have a very good relationship. You know, hypothetical. The White House and the newspaper released recordings, so let's listen. Here's what the Journal put out.
And I probably have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un of North Korea.
And here's what the White House put out.
And I probably have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un.
Scott Horsley, it sounds to me like he's saying I would.
It's a close call. The president had an opportunity to sort of clear this up during the interview because immediately after that exchange, the Wall Street Journal came back and said, just to be clear, you haven't spoken to the North Korean leader. I mean, when you say you have a relationship with Korea, and the president responded, quote, I don't want to comment on it. I don't want to comment. I'm not saying I have or I haven't.
Okay. So, again, listeners, you know, you listen. Possible Utah Senate candidate Mitt Romney tweeted this morning about the president's alleged remarks in that meeting. Romney writes, the poverty of an aspiring immigrant's nation of origin is as irrelevant as their race. The sentiment attributed to POTUS is inconsistent with America's history and antithetical to American values. May our memory of Dr. King buoy our hope for unity, greatness, and charity for all. Is Romney running for Senate?
It certainly looks that way. This is not the first time the Republicans' 2012 nominee has gone after their 2016 nominee. Romney, during the primary, was harshly critical of Donald Trump. He attacked his business record, called him a phony and a fraud. He also criticized the president after Trump's equivocal response to the white nationalist demonstration in Charlottesville. So it will be interesting to see if we do get a Senator Romney from Utah, how he deals with the president. Of course, Trump worked hard to head off a Romney Senate bid by trying to persuade Orrin Hatch to seek re-election in Utah. That effort was unsuccessful.
Yeah. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, by the way, may you have a thoughtful Martin Luther King Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Same to you.